Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of the world's religions revere certain places or objects as sacred. Brent Plate, visiting associate professor of religion at Hamilton College, discusses how the human habit of valuing things has found expression around the world.
Humans are needy. We need things, souvenirs, keepsakes, knickknacks, junk and treasure. Ordinary objects can become extraordinary, essentially linking us with people and places beyond our own skin. A close look at religious histories reveals a deep-seated, perennial desire for things. Stones, as cairns, grave markers, and monuments, stand at places of power across the world. The black stone at the Kaaba in Mecca, the stone of anointing in Jerusalem, or the set stones at Ryoanji Garden in Kyoto are touched with fingers and reverently gazed upon. A cross is a key visual sign for Christians, but two cross lines can also be seen in Native American symbolism of the four directions, or as the Chinese character for the number 10, a mark connoting perfection. Cross lines are etched on walls, woven in fabric, or worn on one's body. And drums are played by gods and demigods in creation myths among the Siberian Koryak, the Dogon of Mali, or the Mataco of Argentina. Just as supernatural forces are evoked by the Bata drum in Santeria, the Kabaro in Ethiopian Christianity, and the rune drum of the Arctic-dwelling Sami. To chart religious traditions through such objects is to follow a new path of history, with recent studies examining tea, cod, tulips, guns, germs, and steel, and how each of these has changed the world. Similar projects can be seen in the British Museum's A History of the World in 100 Objects, or Smithsonian Magazine's 101 Objects That Made America. Objects large and small, valuable and worthless, create memories and meanings for those who pray and worship, love and share, make sacred journeys, and devotional music.
That was Brent Plate of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.